Indiana, the ag tech capital, and devastating wildfires in Nebraska. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today News, brought to you by McDonald's. This National Agriculture Week, McDonald's salutes Indiana farmers and suppliers. From dairy and eggs to pork, their dedication helps bring quality ingredients to McDonald's restaurants every day. A bold $1 billion push is on the table as Indiana Governor Mike Braun sets his sights on transforming Indiana into the nation's ag tech powerhouse. CJ Miller has the story.
My approach to economic development is going to be from Main Street and entrepreneurs all the way to how do we marshal companies that have been around for a long time, that are good in their fields, and do it in a synergistic way.
And that's Governor Braun, who gave Hoosier Ag Today further details on his plan to not only grow Indiana's ag tech and biotech industries, but also to bring 100,000 high-wage jobs to Indiana over the next 10 years.
The $1 billion that we're going to invest, it'll be done with incentives that are going to be measured in terms of their impact, and it's going to be performance-based. So it's not like just throwing it out there and hoping that it germinates and prospers.
The investment comes in the form of tax credits from the Indiana Economic Development Corporation and will be overseen by the Central Indiana Regional Development Authority. Braun also said the initiative will be driven by the state's 15 ready regions, which were set up as the official planning regions to attract new businesses to their respective areas.
Whenever we get a region that steps up, it's got to be based upon a plan that makes sense, and that they are then going to share anything that works with other regions, so there's the synergy that comes from it.
Braun also points to Agrinovus Indiana and the Pantheon in Vincennes, along with Corteva and Elanco, as being key players in his initiative.
You list an impressive list there of that sector that's essential, not to mention IU, Purdue, Notre Dame, Rose Holman. I mean, we've got that educational component that we're trying to get more centered on degrees that pay high wages and that there's a market for in our own state.
Hear more of my conversation with Governor Braun at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.
Hey, I'm Hoosier Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. I'm inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Join me as we explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria, September 5th through the 14th. Discover the Canadian Rockies and the vibrant cities of Western Canada. We'll start in Calgary, just east of the Rockies, and explore art, history, and culture. Next, we go to Banff for a guided tour of the city and the national park before enjoying lunch at the historic Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel. We'll travel along Icefields Parkway and feel the powerful beauty of the Athabasca Glacier. Then we'll board a Via Rail train for phenomenal mountain views and decadent onboard service. In Vancouver, we take a thrilling walk across the Capilano Suspension Bridge, and our tour concludes with a ferry ride to Vancouver Island to visit the stunning Butchart Gardens. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Ag Today, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour.